Akedas Yitzchok was, of course, the, I guess, the epitome of the test of Avraham Avinu. 10 nisyonos that he had, and this one, of course, was very, very, very taxing, maybe more than all of them. Chazal underscore, and the Ralbag is mashma like that, that the ultimate problem that he had was, is that Esmo lo martuli kibi Yitzchok koril chozora. And today you say Haleu lo oilo. Yesterday you promised me that Yitzchok is going to be my Yorish, and now you say Haleu lo oilo. Now shechtim. And Avraham Avinu was able to rise above that, belev of sholem, and was ready, like we say in the Nusach and the Davening, Barotza lishchay toisoy kedei lasis ritzoynecho. He was ready and willing to do the shchita, just to do the Rotzon Hashem. So the Ralbag, in his, and that seems to be the depth of his, that challenge. So, the two Ralbags here on the right-hand side, the following, they say the following. He says, here's a Toelis in Deus, when it says, Kachno es Bincho, to take him and to do the Akedah, the Shechting, the Korban. V'hulo heidia sheha'yiudim ha'tovim epshe sholo yizkayim l'sibas chet, mishaboloi ha'yiud. Promises for the good. Shem promised that Yitzchok is going to be his Yorish. That you see from here that it could be there won't be Mekuyim, because if a person sins, and the one to whom the promise was made, he may not be worthy of the keeping of that promise. Shem promised Avraham, be Yitzchok ikori chozora, leimnimna Avraham ilahamin sheyia rotzon Hashem yisale sheyizbechuhu v'yale loy loylo. Avraham Avinu was still not, it was able still to believe, or he wasn't prevented from believing, that the Rotzon Hashem is that he should actually shecht him. Because even though he was promised that he is, that he's going to be the Yorish, but it could be that a person sins and he's no longer worthy of that promise. So Avraham Avinu knew, he had this in mind, he says it could be that I had a chet and that I'm not going to be zoiche. Fine. The next Ralbag, he says here, that when Hashem tells him that you don't have to do it, hu lo hidienu shekvar nishba Hashem la'avrom sheyelo miyitzchok zera sholem, yore shar oivov, he'll have a zera, he'll have Yitzchok, he'll be yoresh, all the Eretz Yisroel, and all the enemies, v'siper lo'anu sibas zeis hashvua, v'hu hanisoyen asher niso Hashem yisala Avraham. This was the nisoyen. Ki kvar nimshach mimenu sheheven Avraham mimaymer Hashem yisala sheyase oylo miyitzchok benoi. Hashem understood, Avraham understood that Hashem wants him to take Yitzchok and bring him as a korban. And he this was his nisoyen because of the fact that Hashem told him that there was a shvua. He knew there was a shvua, there was a shvua, he was promised, and yet he figured out that when he's going to the Akedah, he knew Yitzchok was supposed to be the korban, and so he had this dichotomy, I guess that's what Chazal were talking, Yitzchok esmo lamar to Yitzchok korin chozora, today you say haleu, that seems to be an additional thing, and this was a siba that Yitzchok would reach ultimate shleimus himself through this act. But what's happening over here is very interesting. On the one hand, he refers to this conflict that Avraham Avinu must have had in his thinking, that he was promised that Yitzchok is the Yorish, and now he understood that he's taking Yitzchok to bring him as a korban. And this is his nisoyen. Now, what was the nisoyen? The Ralbag himself said in the previous piece that Avraham Avinu understood that it could be he's no longer worthy. Because of the sibas hachet, it's possible that efshe shelo yizkayim, that the shvua won't be mekuyim. So Avraham Avinu is standing here like this. Mitzad echad he knows that there was a shvua. He knows also, the Ralbag says, that if a person does a chet, maybe he won't. The shvua will not be mekuyim because he's not worthy of it. And yet he has this conflict. What was his nisoyan? There was a shvua, and now you tell me halehu. But the Rabbah just explained the resolution to the shvua, to the conflict. The resolution to the conflict is, maybe I sinned, maybe I'm not worthy. So like, what's going on over here? If the nisoyan was that conflict, and it seems from Chazal, and the Rabbah seems to reflect it over here, then what he said in the previous piece, that Avraham Avinu understood he wasn't withholding from believing. In other words, Avraham Avinu was able to believe that really Hashem wants him to do it, because maybe he's no longer worthy of the Shvuah. So there seems to be a conflict here. It seems that the pshat must be that there's no contradiction. In other words, a person could know that Hashem promised me something. And a person knows that promises are, you have to be worthy. I promised the person who was on this level, who was worthy of this promise. If you're no longer on the level that you're worthy of the promise, then the promise may not be fulfilled. And at the same time, that conflict still remains there. That he says to himself, he says, but Hashem promised. How can I do this? Like, it doesn't make sense. What do you mean it doesn't make sense? You know it makes sense. You can believe the Ralbag said that because of the chet, you're not worthy for the shvua. But the fact that the promise that Hashem made is being compromised, despite the fact that I know that it makes a lot of sense because I may not be worthy, but the conflict is still there. This was the nesoyin of Avraham Avinu of the Akedah, that Hashem yesterday said, Yitzchok is the Yerush. Today he's telling me, Haleu Le'oilo. Now I understand that Shvua may not be worthy to be Mekuyim because I may have sinned. But I can't. Hashem promised. What did Hashem promise? There's a Tanai, and you didn't keep the Tanai, possibly. So the Teretz says it's very difficult for a person to be soivil that the fact that I was not worthy, and that the original promise, although clearly he understood that this could be, and that otherwise he wouldn't have taken Yitzchok, but it's so difficult to be able to get over the promise, which was on a condition, and I didn't fulfill the condition, over the promise. The promise was there. And I thought that this is really, I mean, that seems to be, according to the Ralbag, what the Akedah was, that the Nisoyan, that despite the fact that he was able to believe that he really has to Shech Yitzchok, and he was able to, in his mind, understand that the promise is not relevant because of the possibility that he sinned, Afopikein, Hashem promised. I can't get that out of my head. I cannot come to grips with that. I can't imagine that Chet, even though I know intellectually that Chet, it nullifies or could nullify the promise, but there was a promise. How could I do this? How could he ask me to do it? What did he ask you? He told you the promise of tonight. You didn't keep it tonight. But emotionally, that feeling, that conflict is still there, and that was the Nisoyan of Avraham Avinu. So it occurred to me that in life, we have a lot of things. We know that Hashem is Molei Chesed V'Racham. We know that Hashem created the world for Chesed. We know that he continues his Mizmachadish Betulah B'chol Yom Tomid Ma'asib Horeishis, and the Alter says that he does it the entire creation for each individual. And everything is Kila Oilam Chastoy. That's what the whole world is about Hashem's Chesed. And when I feel that I'm not getting something, it's bad, I'm not getting the Chesed, I say, of course, what do you mean? Maybe I did something wrong. It's obviously, if things are happening, but emotionally, it's so difficult to deal with that. Emotionally, this. But where's Hashem's chesed? Where's Hashem's chesed? What do you mean? What do you mean, where's Hashem's chesed? The chesed is there's a condition. A promise has a condition. This certainly should have a condition. But where is it? Where is it? It bothers me emotionally. So I was thinking that there's really only one solution to this emotional conflict, this emotional pain. And that is, a person has to, in order to be able to make peace with the Chesed Hashem, despite the fact that There are times when we're not worthy of it, and we understand that, therefore, we may not be deserving of the chesed. But the emotion, there's a resentment almost. And Avraham Avinu rose above it. There wasn't resentment, but there's a confusion. How could you do it to me? It's something. It would interfere on his level. It didn't for us. It could interfere in my connection to Hashem. There's only one solution that I could imagine. And that is what someone once told me, and I found it in the Malbim, different from what the Mefarshim learn, that we say, Abitech b'Hashem chesed yisoyvavenu. One who trusts in Hashem will be surrounded by chesed. So the Mefarshim learn that a person who has bitochon, then everything around him will be chesed. Hashem will do chesed, will surround him with chesed, will fill his life and surround his life with chesed. The Malbim seems to learn that chesed yisoyvavenu means that even the tzoris that he has, he will come to realize that too is chesed. Chesed, abitech b'Hashem, one who truly trusts Hashem and Hashem's chesed, will realize that even the things that seem to me antithetical to chesed are also the chesed Hashem. Chesed yisoyvavenu, no matter what surrounds me, I will recognize that it's chesed. If that's the case, then I think that might be the Eitzah. In other words, unless we develop this ability to appreciate the chesed Hashem to the extent that when we see what seems to be the opposite of chesed, we can also recognize or realize or internalize that this too is chesed, so then it won't interfere with our ability. But otherwise that there is the possibility of chet, and we're still bothered that where's the promise of chesed? Where's the promise of chesed? Then l'chayra, that can be very damaging in terms of a person's relationship with Hashem, unless he manages to bring himself to that point, which b'chlal is a very good eitzah, because life has many challenges. We're facing challenges now, and really we have to try as much as possible to come to the realization that even those things that may seem so contradictory to chesed are really all part of that ongoing, continual, and endless Hatov ki lo yicholu rachamecho v'amarachim ki lo yisamu chasodecho, and that realization can reinstate or prevent the lack of chesed from affecting us in our relationship with Hashem. Even though logically we know that chesed, I didn't deserve it, so what do I want? I just want to point out that there are two other things here in the Ralbag. One where he talks about zrizus. It's Vayashkim Avraham Baboiker, and the other one where he talks about the kovid for which he gave to the mitzvah. And it just think in the context of what the Nesoyan was, so the Zrizus that he did, Vayashkim Baboiker, he says, Vahu Sheroi Sheizdaris Odom Lasis Mitzvah Hashem Yisale. It's very painful. He's going to do the Akedah. He's going to have a lot of tzar. He's shechting his only son. He's living this conflict of yesterday be Yitzchak b'kori chozora, and today you tell me to shecht him. But despite that, so in other words, the lesson of Zrizus here, to be zoris for a mitzvah, is not stam, oh, it's good to be zoris for a mitzvah. The greatest rationalizations and ikuvim and depression and negative emotions that could affect him, because it's machivu mitzayir, it's mehazorus vahatzar, it's bizarre, it's painful, it causes pain and I guess two different levels of pain, but all of that, so it easy that can rationalize a person, say, okay, you know, I'm not going to get up so early to do the mitzvah. And Avraham Avinu, the moshul, the midah that we learn is, despite all of the difficulty and the emotion and the emotional conflict in that he was going through in this nisoyan, but Avraham became the zrizus. So we see zrizus has to be implemented. The midas hazrizus has to be implemented. How af, there's so many rationalizations and maybe justifications to make it difficult or to make it undesirable or to make it almost impossible. But we learn from here that afal pikein, there has to be that zrizus. And the same thing he says, that when they approached the Haramuria, that they took the Eish and the Macheles and to go ahead by themselves, which was min ha-hidur v'ha-kovet for the mitzvah. And the same thing, he's going to do something that's so challenging, that's so difficult, But yet we learn from here that the COVID and the Hidur for the mitzvah, there's many rationalizations not to do it. There's many things, I'm not in the mood for it, I'm going to do the worst thing, the most tragic thing. There's a contradiction of yesterday you said I'm going to have a Yerush and today you tell me Haleo Lo'ilo. It's a mitzvah, I have to do it. And I have to be able to rise above all the conflicts and to do it with the fullest sense of COVID as well, because that's the mitzvah Hashem.